Good evening, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your extra cheese after the Packers fall to the Houston Texans, their first preseason matchup of the 2021 season. But hell, it's preseason and the Packers played like backups to the backups for the most part throughout the evening, resting 30, count them, 30 people on their 90-man roster. Results as to be expected. Just heard from Matt LaFleur. We've heard from pretty much every fan on Twitter throughout the evening, but now it's time to hear from you fine folks all across the world, Packers fans worldwide. It's what we do right here on Cheesehead TV. Look at all the fine folks chatting it up already. You know what you guys came to hear. You came to hear that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. And if you sign up right now, Underdog is going to give you $25 bonus cash. Just use the code Cheesehead when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize. That's it, folks. That is what is up, as Ismail asks. Overshadow, thanks for the super chat. Maybe I told you there'd be extra cheese. We in here. David, thank you for the super chat. Love looked good, all things considered. Can't wait to see him play with a bunch of first team talent. David, you're probably going to be waiting a while, as Matt just answered in his press conference. You know, I don't expect to see the front line offensive line play much, if at all, during the preseason. Matt indicating that Elgton Jenkins and Billy Turner probably won't suit up for any preseason games. So what you saw is probably what you're going to get up front. Why was Winfrey inactive? He's been dealing with an injury for a while, so that wasn't surprising. Steven, thank you for the super chat. How excited are you to listen to all the overreacting this week? This week, I've already heard it tonight. Man, that's what it is. But hell, you know, look, I get people overreact, and that's part of the thing, and we're all fans, and we're excited, and we get all jazzed up, and, you know, especially when you're waiting for football for so long, and then it's on your TV screen, and yes, you just kind of let it all out, and you overreact, and that's cool, man. I get it. It's kind of fun, actually. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Positive games for Sternberger, Hill, and Funch. Very much agreed. It was nice to see Sternberger get involved. I thought Love did a great job on a couple of those plays, where there was one in particular where the rush got through right away. I think they sent a stunt on his right side, defense's left, and he got a ball out to Sternberger that he had no business completing, sidearm throw. I mean, it went for no yards because the defender was right there on Sternberger, but I thought Love did a really nice job as far as knowing where his outlets were when things broke down. That's something you like to see from a young guy. But yes, agree with your assessment overall. Game wasn't available in my region. What happened with Josh Jackson? Carry the G, let me tell you. Nothing good happened with Josh Jackson tonight. I mean, it literally looked like the entirety of the Texans' game plan leading up to this game was, let's get somebody on Josh Jackson and let's throw at that guy every single down for as long as we can until he makes us stop. And he never made them stop. It was a very tough night for Josh Jackson. No question about it. Nick, thanks for the super chat. Rough night for Josh Jackson. Nick, couldn't agree more. I think I tweeted that out at some point. Are you not streaming preseason? Brandon, no. We will not be streaming preseason. I do believe you mean watch parties. No, there'll be no watch parties for preseason. We will be back with watch parties week one. Marcus, thanks for the super chat. Special teams, good night. Is that special teams ... had a good night? Because there I would disagree with you. If that is special teams, I'm out of here. Good night. Totally agree with you. Yeah, not a great debut for the new special teams coordinator and his crew. Steve, thanks for the super chat. Is there any cohesion between coaches after joint practices about areas they want the other team to stress for eval? Yeah, Steve, definitely. There'll be talks between Matt and one of his best friends in the league and in life about what they want to work on, what they want to look at. Maybe not down to the script of these are the plays we're going to call or anything like that, but certainly there will be talk about, we really want to kind of stress working on this type of thing against that kind of coverage, defense, what have you. Those are discussions that will be had, undoubtedly. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Jackson made King haters rethink their perspective. You know who I did think had a good night tonight is Gene Charles, Shamar Gene Charles. I know he got called for a flag at one point, and you know, that's stuff you're going to have to live with if you want a physical corner. I thought he had a nice night. And in his Gaines, too, I just asked Matt about Gaines. I thought he, you know, undrafted kid out of TCU, I thought he had a really nice night. Both against the run, had a close interception, close to an interception. Had a nice big-time special teams tackle. Just a kid that had a solid camp, I would say, leading up to tonight. But I think tonight should start getting his name in the mix a little bit more in the rotation in the defensive backfield. I thought he had a really nice night. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Love looked like a guy who has never played an NFL snap at first, and then he settled in and had a decent night. I'll take it. Teams, on the other hand, yeah, a special team. What are you going to do? Yeah, I mean, I didn't think Jordan was terrible at the top of the game. You know, he had the quick hitter on the outside for that first throw, and then they tried the bootleg thing where he hits the tight end, and he was just covered. He made the throw fine. And then the third down, I thought the defensive back for the Texans made a really nice play, undercutting the route. But overall, I didn't think he was scattershot or anything. I thought he was solid. But yeah, and then he settled in. And I think his best throw of the night is that seam throw to Sternberger. You know, that's a great ball where he gets over the dropping linebackers. And Matt was great. Matt said, you know, they played two coverages all night, Tampa 2 and man coverage with probably two man, you know, with two high safeties. But yeah, that was a Tampa 2. And that's a classic run the tight end down the seam. And that's a good throw from Jordan. That's a big time throw. It's not easy. And, you know, he hit it right in stride. So yeah, I thought he's like I said, I thought he started well. And I think, yeah, for the most part, I thought he did a really nice job. Obviously, you know, the one play where on the fourth down where he turned out the wrong way, you know, it's so funny because it can't be like the entire team does this, you know, you're supposed to boot out and he's like the fake is supposed to be this way and you literally turn the opposite way. There's no question who got the call wrong there, you know, or who went the wrong way. It's just kind of fun. Things to clean up. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Biggest takeaway from the game, no major injuries. That's the biggest takeaway from the game. Other than I think Tompkins got hurt. Or was it Tom? No, was it Tompkins? Yeah, or Hopkins. Hopkins got hurt. You know, I think hopefully it's just a stinger. And Funchess went to the locker room kind of late in the third quarter. But other than that, from what I remember right now, no major injuries, and that's what you want out of preseason. Other than that, you know, it's like you're working with a ragtag group, especially when you sit 30 guys. You can't have a huge team takeaway. The preseason is always about looking at individual performances. You never really know what the coaches are looking for or stressing or working on. You know, as far as playtime, especially, I've already had somebody tonight on Twitter talking about, oh, they should have played that guy. Or they should have played this guy. Look, the coaches have reams of data and tons of reps that they have looked at throughout the entirety of camp leading up to this point. They know exactly who they want to play and why. You know, for us to on the outside to sit here and go, oh, that guy should have played more. You know, especially now in the preseason when they're just working on stuff and just trying to get a look at guys. I mean, you know, Yosh Nyman had a rough night at times, but I also thought he did some nice stuff. And people were like, oh, I had one guy saying he got abused. He didn't get abused. He's a young player who hasn't played a whole lot. He got his first kind of meaningful, lengthy look at action in the NFL. That's a good thing. You know, that's the only way these guys, A, can develop, and B, the coaching staff can get any kind of semblance of an idea of what the kid can actually do. So, yeah, that to me, that's the biggest takeaway. It's like, yeah, they got a lot of good, extensive tape on young guys who probably, especially early in the game, were playing against competition, level of competition that they haven't got in camp. You know, the threes and fours are running with the threes and fours in camp. You get them out there. A lot of some instances starting against, you know, some first line guys with the Texans. That's good. That's good for your young, you know, depth guys. I think that's a good thing. Surprise cut Alan Lazard with how well Funchess has been. What?
No. No.
Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Appreciated the ref holding the flags. Well, they did pretty much for the first half, and then in the second half it was a flag fest, but yeah. Henry Black and Vernon Scott did well. Dave, I agreed. I thought both flashed at times. I think especially Scott had a really nice night. No doubt about it. What else we got here? So many freaking chats. What's up? I'm feeling a Super Bowl win this year. Attorney Cooper with the chat of the night right there. That's what I'm talking about. Speak it into existence. What does Rodgers talk about? You got to, like, you know, manifest it, visualize it, manifest it into existence. I'm all in. Corey, thanks to the super chat. Josh Meyer, by the way, that's an amazing avatar. Throwback. Shout out to V, the original V series. That's awesome. Josh Meyer looked good in the first quarter. No, I agree, Corey. I thought the offensive line really kind of the struggles, quote unquote, up front on offense really happened once they moved, well, they sat him down after a couple series. They moved Runyon over to center. And I get they have to look at Runyon and they're trying to like get guys in different places. They up Braden in the guard. That's one of the things, obviously, with the offensive line play in and of itself, got to go back and look at the actual tape. But it seemed to really kind of fall apart once they moved, when they got Myers out of there. I did think he played well up to that point, obviously. Marco, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, it was nice to see some fans again. Your thoughts on Oren Burks tonight? Yeah, you know, I wrote in Gut Reactions. I'm struggling with how much I thought, wow, Oren Burks really came alive tonight versus Joe Barry just blitzed him a lot, which allows you to be active, which allows you to be impactful, which is great. I'm like, yes, and you got to make the plays. There's no doubt about it. I'm not taking anything away from the guy, but, you know, there's one thing to be in the middle, right, and reacting and making plays sideline to sideline, et cetera. And it's another thing to be like, okay, we're going to blitz you a whole ton of times and, you know, just be disruptive and get it back there and sack the quarterback and, you know, stuff a run on fourth and two, whatever. I don't know. I thought he played well and he did what was asked of him. But I'm not sitting here saying, wow, this was like Oren Burks coming out party. It's a good step for him. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited that he was productive. And look, you know, there are times when I thought on his big sack, that's a timing thing. That's really a good job on his part. But I'm not, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much, I don't know how excited one can get about Burks's performance tonight. Overshadow, thanks for the super chat. Am I lazy or am I crazy or does Love look like a young Alex Smith? Not that it's a horrible thing. I don't know. I've never really thought of that. I don't know. I think Alex is more of a check down king and actually probably uses his legs a little bit more, but yeah, I don't. Whatever you see, man. I'm down. Steve, thanks for the super chat. Good to see you, Nags. Hardest working man on the Packers beat for the fans. Cheesehead TV, keep up the good work. Hashtag Pappy. I appreciate you, man. That's very nice of you to say. Thanks a lot. Will says, smash the like. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks, brother. Sean, thank you for the super chat. Do you think a vet corner will be added before the end of preseason / start of the season? Sean, I do not. I don't think that's in the cards. I would be actually pretty shocked if that happened. This is your team. The difference in the game was the Texans had a team full of veterans and the Packers reserves are all young dudes. Yeah, there's some truth to that. I mean, they made a note on the broadcast that they had 53 new guys on the Texans squad who weren't with that team last year. That tells you where they are roster turnover wise. And a lot of those additions were veterans. There's no doubt about that. Marcus, thank you for the super chat. Special teams had a bad night. Was what I was intending to say. LOL. Anyway, Slayton needs a black visor. I like it. Slayton does need a black visor. Give him some Gilbert Brown vibes. Nags, do you think the team will follow suit to what the Saints are doing for fans attending the games for COVID protocols? Ralph, got to be honest, haven't seen what the Saints are doing, but no. They're in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's wide open, baby. I mean, hell, Wisconsin was lifting restrictions when COVID was actually the hottest thing since sliced bread, when people were like crazy and we were on lockdown. And then Wisconsin was like, nope, forget it. we're all back. And everyone was in the bars that night. So I don't think, barring some kind of major political play from, you know, the local politicians, which I don't see happening, Lambeau's going to be open. I'll be shocked if it isn't. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Holy crap, Nags, we finally got to see J-Love in action, and he looked actually real good, I feel like. Cheers. Yeah, I mean, I thought he looked efficient. He looked good for the most part. Still a lot of stuff to work on. You know, he wasn't flawless by any stretch of the imagination. But look, like I said last night, no matter how good he looked tonight or how bad he might have looked tonight, you know, it's just a step in his journey. And we are all very obviously invested in the Green Bay Packers. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here talking about them. And we want him to do well. Well, most of us do. Some of us seem to be rooting against him for whatever reason. But we're all invested and we want it to work out, right? So I get like being excited about whatever good comes out of tonight. But it's just a pebble on a beach in the development of Jordan Love's career. So I thought he did some nice things. Obviously, some stuff to learn from. And on to the next one. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What coach will fans call for the head of next? Oh, come on. You know, whatever position group doesn't work well or has the most mistakes. So, you know, just keep an eye on the booing quotient. Imagine Love surrounded with the ones. Well, yeah, Gary. I mean, that's part of it too, right? I mean, wasn't playing with a lot of frontline guys, no doubt. We need some nasty in our defense too. Too timid. I kind of agree there. I was thinking about that tonight, actually watching kind of into the second half. Like, you know, there were times when ball carriers for the Texans are just bowling over dudes. And I'm like, when was the last time you looked at a Green Bay Packers defender taking on an oncoming rusher, whether it's a running back or a wide receiver or even a tight end, and thought, oh, he's about to blow him up? That never happens with the Packers. It's always the other guy delivering the blow. They like athletes. I get it. I like they like the projection of the versatility, what have you. I get all that. But, man, it would be nice to just have a thumper, someone who just can hit people. That's just not how they work, I guess. Kurt had some nice throws. Joey, he most certainly did. I thought he had a really good night. I know Matt was getting on him about that handoff exchange with Hill. That's clearly just a product of a guy who they haven't worked together a whole bunch. Obviously he needs to get it there. There's no doubt. I'm not absolving him of that, but man, right before that, he was slinging it all over and he made some real, I would tell you what, that's the best he's looked probably all camp, and he's looked okay in camp, but that the rhythm he was in rising and firing and not, you know, Jordan Love could learn something from Kurt in that regard. And I think we heard that from Matt today after the game, talking about don't think about it so much. Don't try and aim it. You know, Kurt's not out there aiming it. Kurt's out there rising and firing. And I love that. And yeah, he got a little greedy at the end with the interception, but so, you know, you're down like 100 points, you know, yeah, you're trying to force it downfield. You're trying to make something happen. I'm fine with that. I got no problems. Oh, Mark Miller with his super chat. Well, I got to go here, man. Please donate this money to Josh Jackson for his next endeavor. You know, why got to be mean, man? Don't be mean. Yeah, you had a tough night, but don't be mean. Oh, that's tough. That's tough. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Need to get Raji on watch party. I'm down for that. That'd be fun. Timbo Slice, haven't seen you, man. How are you? Not talked about battle for spot punter. Winslow has looked good with Scott struggles last year. Any chance Winslow gets punting spot? Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is Winslow was the punter on both big returns tonight. And both times it looked like he kind of outkicked his coverage. So I don't know if that's the coverage's fault. I don't know if he's just clicking too far or what have you. But I know you're thinking like punting too far. It can happen. Yeah, I don't know. Does he have a shot? Yes, 100% he has a shot to unseat J.K. Scott. No question. But I'd be surprised if they actually pulled the trigger on that. Imminent Clay Matthews return. How fun was that last night? I mean, I guess never say never. I thought the Randall Cobb stuff was going to, was ridiculous when I first heard about it. And that turned out to be true. So who knows? Pack fan, thanks for the super chat. Who impressed most on O and D? Offense, I'd probably go with Kylan Hill. I thought he had a really nice night. I thought he did a fantastic job on that touchdown where he really set up the blockers nice and used his vision as far as like, okay, set them up. Because a lot of guys, especially young guys, will just run up into the backs of the guys, right? Or just they'll see the first thing that's presented to them and just put their foot in the ground and go. But he did a great job of kind of setting it up, sucking the defense in and then kicking it back outside once he saw them commit. That's heady stuff for a rookie. So yeah, I would go with Hill. And then on defense, probably Ennis Gaines. I thought he had a really nice night. Now we'll see if he gets more playing time as preseason continues here. But I thought overall he had an outstanding evening. Warbanger, I just destroyed your name. Thank you for the super chat. Just glad to be watching Packers football again. Love looked good. Was glad to see Funchess might be a guy. Can't wait to see 12 sling a couple balls his way. Life is good. Thanks for all that you do. Thank you. And I'm sorry that I can't really figure out how to pronounce that name, but thank you so much. Very much appreciated. Okay, take one or two more here. Clay makes a bit of sense because Rambo is out, but would Clay play teams? Of course he wouldn't. That's why he doesn't make any sense. But who knows, man? Who knows? Funchess looked good. Agreed, PJ. He looked tonight pretty much how he's looked all camp. He's had a really good camp, and he looked good tonight. But you could put up 1,000 yards in preseason doesn't mean you're going to make the team. He's got to contribute on special teams. He has to. There's no way they keep 6 wide receivers with the 6th guy not playing teams, and the first 5 are locked in. So if he's going to be 6, he's got to play teams. That's it. That is it. Stokes do anything? He covered his man. He acquitted himself quite well. Yeah, I didn't see them throw at him too much. I know he was out there early, but we'll see. I hope Rodgers pumps for an old teammate to come back at least once a week for the entire season, to the point where we're asking for Jonathan Franklin back on Super Bowl weekend. Matt, that's outstanding. And I'm going to leave it there. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Thank you so much for, you know, hanging out, checking out Cheesehead TV, the things we do. It really means a lot. I know there's a ton out there for you guys to incorporate into your daily Packers routine, and that you do so in any way, shape, or form with Cheesehead TV really makes me really happy. So thank you so much. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Talk to you guys Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.